silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
His castle, and his closet is his sanctum sanctorum, or, as it's known to his wife,
a horrible mess.
So whenever Ozzie goes out for any length of time, Harriet attempts to bring order among the golf clubs, the sport coats, the fishing tackles, the slacks, the bowling ball, the shoes, and the photography equipment.
David, would you lift this golf bag out of the closet, please?
Sure, Mom.
Mom, the cleaner just brought 2 o'clock suits back.
Oh, fine. Where'll I hang them?
Well, if you move the fishing rod over there and move the tennis rackets over in the corner, you'll be able to roll the bowling ball up front so there's plenty of room for the photography equipment.
Yes, but where'll I hang the suits?
Is there any room in your closet, Mom?
No, I'm minding the ping pong table for your father.
Where is Pop?
Well, he went down to the Emporium to look for a little throw rug for the hall.
Hasn't he found one yet?
Wow, look at all these ties. They're hanging all over the place.
If you could get rid of them, you might have some more room.
Ricky, you have just made what I consider a splendid suggestion.
Would you care to shake hands?
Put it there, boy.
Well, what'll Pop say when he sees a lot of his ties missing?
Oh, he'll never notice. He has a couple of favorite ties he wears all the time, and the rest just wait around hoping to come back into style.
Just wait them out.
All right. But since every man is entitled to a trial by jury, I'll hold them up one by one, and we'll vote on them.
Who's going to take the rap for this?
Me. Now, let's start out with this pile on the hanger. First, we have this black tie with a red rose on it, partly covered with a chocolate ice cream spot. How do you vote, yay or nay?
Nay.
Oh, now a 4th of July special. Red, white, and blue candy stripes.
Nay.
Aye.
We've got a hung jury here.
I think it's real jazzy.
Yeah, if you want to attract a lot of attention.
Well, I guess it's up to me to cast the deciding vote. I want to be fair to your father, so I'll vote nay. Now, here's one.
Wow, that's pretty gruesome.
Well, please, let's give it a fair trial.
Nay.
That's fair enough. Next time. This is a hand-painted job. Green, orange, and red swirls on a yellowish background.
Nay.
Out it goes.
Hey, wait a minute. That's the tie Grandma Hilliard gave Pop for Christmas.
Uh-oh, we better have a recount. All those who believe this is a horrible tie, but it's nice to keep peace in the family, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Good. Now, we have here a chartreuse. And this one is a purple
one.
And this one
nay.
Here,
nay.
Nay.
Nay. Oh, hi, Thorny.
Hello, huh? Been downtown?
Yeah.
Still looking for that braided colonial rug, huh?
Yeah, I saw 3 or 4, but they're all machine made. Nothing like that one of yours. Say, Thorny, would you consider selling that?
Selling that? Oh, absolutely not. It's an heirloom. Made by the Vermont branch of the family. Oh, they don't make them like that anymore.
What is it, a lost art or something? What's happened to the American craft?
Maybe your subscription ran out.
You sure you wouldn't sell it, Thorny, not even to a friend, a neighbor?
I couldn't. It's been handed down for generations.
Well, as long as I can't inherit one, I guess I'll just have to keep looking and see if I can buy one.
Yeah. Too bad there's never been any talent in your family.
Harriet?
I'm in the bedroom, dear. Did you find the rose?
No. I sure wish I could get Thorny to sell us the one he has. Harriet, what are you doing with all these neckties?
Well, I just weeded out the old ones I didn't think you wanted.
Well, you weren't going to throw these away, were you?
Well, that was the idea, but you came home too soon.
But these are my best ties.
You've got hundreds, but you only wear the brown one and the blue one.
Well, yes, but I've got to go through all the others to make sure these are the two I want to wear.
You don't wear any of these. It's silly to clutter up your closet.
All right, if you insist, throw this one away.
Well, that's the one my mother gave you for Christmas.
Oh. It is kind of attractive when you look at it carefully.
Why don't you ever wear it?
Oh, I will one of these days. You're throwing away a lot of nice ties. For instance, what's wrong with this one? Look at the beautiful design.
That's chocolate ice cream.
Oh!
John, the laundry man's here.
Oh, thanks, David.
You're putting your old ties back in the closet, huh, Bob?
Yes, I am, Dave. Now, why your mother wanted to get rid of these? They're all practically brand new.
Here, Pop, you drop one.
Oh.
Rutgers Campus Haberdashery.
Well, I keep that for sentimental reasons. You can understand that.
Oh, sure, I can understand why you keep all your old ties around. The real normal, neurotic thing.
Neurotic?
Yeah, some people say string.
David, I'm just saving a few old ties.
You save newspapers, too, and old cork.
Well, you never know when you're going to need them.
Sure, when you get older, it gives you a sense of security to have a bunch of your old junk around.
David, it isn't that at all.
Why don't you throw it away?
Well, I just like to keep old things.
That's what I mean. Did you happen to read about those crazy brothers in New York?
What crazy brothers?
Well, they had this mansion just crammed full of old newspapers and clothes and rags and all kinds of junk.
Now, David, I haven't filled up the house with junk. If I wanted to throw these ties away, I could, and it wouldn't bother me at all.
Why don't you?
Well,
see, Pop, it's got you.
Hey, what are you doing, selling neckties?
No. I was cleaning out my closet, and I saw these ties, and I said to myself, why don't you take all these beautiful ties and give them to poor old Thorny?
That's what you said to yourself?
Yeah.
Well, guys, why don't you just throw them away instead of trying to palm them off on me?
I'm not trying to palm them off. I just thought you'd like them. Hey, look at this one. Pure silk. Well, this tie must have cost at least $12.50.
$12.50? Let me see that. Very bad.
You hang that up in the locker room at the golf club with the label side showing, you'd make a big impression.
Yeah, come to think of it, I saw it in your locker, and I was impressed. Okay, I'll take it.
No, wait a second, Tony. Don't go away. Yeah. Hey, here's one that looks swell with your new suit.
You might be right at that.
Now, this one will go perfect with your sport coat.
The green one?
No, the blue one. You can wear this with the green one. Here, take them, Tony.
Gee, thanks,
Now, wait a minute. You've got a brown top coat, haven't you? Yeah, this is just the thing to wear with it.
Well, yes.
Take them all, Tony. I'm sure you'll be able to use them. I'm sure that if you ever have anything to give away, like, a braided colonial rug or anything, I'm sure you give it to me.
Yes, Pop. If I ever decide to give it away, I'll give it to you.
Oh.
But I don't think I'll ever decide to give it away.
I talked to him too, Mom.
Oh, it's no use, David. When your father makes up his mind to keep something, nothing will change him. He's too stubborn.
Justin, who's too stubborn?
If the necktie fits, wear it.
All right, I'm afraid you're going to find out that the longer you live with me, the more of a paradox I become.
I'm sure of it. What does it mean?
Would you mind accompanying me to my closet?
For what purpose?
Merely to demonstrate how wrong you are about me.
Gladly.
Thank you. Now we're approaching a closet door. A little while ago, this closet was bulging with ties. We open the door, and what do we see?
A closet bulging with ties.
Now, just a minute. Where did these ties come from?
Don't ask me. You're the paradox around here.
But, Harriet, I just got rid of all these ties.
How deep did you bury them?
I didn't bury them.
Well, that explains it. They crawled back home to die.
Wait a minute. These aren't my ties. I'd never pick out a purple tie with green, brown, and blue stripes and a girl in a pink bikini bathing suit.
Too conservative, huh?
I tell you, they're not mine.
Hey, Pop. Did you see Mrs. Hornberry?
Yes, I did. Harriet, somebody...
He was over here looking for you a half hour ago.
What did he want?
He wanted to thank you again for those ties he gave me.
Oh, you see, I did give them away.
He said you were so nice about it that he wanted to do something nice for you. So he filled up your closet with all his old ties.
Just look at that closet. What a mess. Full of thorny cast-off ties. If I'd known he was going to act this way, I'd never given him my cast-off ties.
Well, I must say it seems kind of fair.
Fair? Have you looked at these? At least Thorny can wear the ties I gave him.
Sure, if he didn't mind making a spectacle of himself. I think you could wear one or two of these.
Out of the whole mess, the striped one is the only one I'd put around my neck.
Well, that's one of Catherine's belts. I better give that back to her.
Thing when a man's wife has better taste in belts than he has in ties.
Nobody can say that about you. You've got much better taste in belts than you have in ties.
Glad to hear you say that.
You won't be after you think it over.
Well, I'm going to get rid of these, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, Ozzie, you can't just throw them away. It'd hurt Thorny's feelings.
Well, what will I do with them?
Maybe you can give them back to him in a nice way.
I don't know.
Well, you conned him into taking those ties of yours.
Well, yes, that's right.
After all, the ties were given you in friendship, and you're returning them in friendship.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Well, wipe the scowl off your face and take them back.
Aren't those the ties I left for you?
Yes, they are. Thorny.
No. Don't thank me.
No. Thorny, I just can't...
I know. You can't find the words to express your appreciation. I couldn't find the words to express my thoughts about the ties you gave me.
You see, that's it exactly. I got to thinking and I said to myself... You can't take Thorny's favorite tie. It isn't fair.
Oh, but it is, Oz, after those ties you gave me.
No. Thorny, I want you to take these back.
Oh, I wouldn't hear of it, Oz.
I can't let you make this sacrifice.
But what kind of a friend would I be if I weren't willing to put myself out for you?
But you don't have to.
But I want to. Those ties are a symbol of what I think of you. But they are, Oz. See, every time you put one of them around your neck, I know you'll think of me.
I will, but why can't we be friends?
Well, I guess I understand.
You do? Well, then here.
No.
Well, you said you understood.
I do. You're just too proud to wear my old ties.
No, it's not that at all.
Oh, yes, it is. Don't spare my feelings, Ozzie. You feel superior.
No, I don't.
No reason why you should, but nevertheless, it hurts you in here. That you, with your fine home and your dollar cigars, have to take these ties from me, who has so little.
Oh, stop it. But
my conscience is clear. I sacrificed. I gave you these. Heaven knows if I'll ever be able to buy ties like them again, but I didn't hesitate. I gave them to you. And now you want to throw them back in my face. Oz, if you don't mind, I'm going in the house. I wouldn't like you to see me cry.
But Corny?
I didn't know I was going to hurt his feelings.
Oh, well, I guess you'd better keep the ties then.
Oh, sure. After all, he didn't try to return mine. Why should I return his?
I agree with you.
It's not right to break up our friendship over a thing like this.
Of course not.
Even though he did give me a bunch of broken down ties in exchange for some good ones, I'm not too proud to wear his cast off. After all, he's not too proud to use my lawnmower, play with my golf clubs, or drive my car.
No, he'd even smoke your cigars if you insisted.
Yeah, he's a real pal.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, hi, Rick. What have you got there?
Mr. Thornberry gave them to me.
Well, those are the ties I gave him.
Yeah, he was just going to throw them in the trash can. He cut off the expensive labels and kept them.
Now, there's a pal for you, putting on a big act about hurt feelings, crying crocodile tears, making me feel like a heel, and as soon as I turn my back, he dumps my ties in the trash can. How can you explain that?
Maybe they wouldn't go down the garbage disposal.
Well, he isn't going to get away with it. See, give me those.
Now, just a minute, dear.
Harriet, I was willing to wear his ties to make him feel good. In return, he throws mine in the garbage disposal.
Trash can.
Just give me the tie. Going to make him take them if I have to ram them down his throat. Hello, Emporium. Rug department, please.
Ozzie.
Just a second. Hello? Is this the rug department? Last week I was talking to a lady, oh, say about the 50, rather stout, with blonde hair, kind of a bottle blonde, I guess you'd say, rather heavily made up. Oh, that was you. Oh. about these colonial braided rugs. And you don't expect to get any. Thank you.
Still no luck, huh?
No.
Well, don't sit down here in the living room. I've got the vacuum today. Why don't you go out in the backyard?
No, I'd rather not.
Still not talking to Thorny?
No, and I don't intend to.
You know, it's your backyard, dear. You don't have to talk to him. Sit in the garage.
The car is in there.
Well, move it out. I'm sure it won't talk to Thorny either.
All right, I'll go up.
Stars are gray since you went away. Dee-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-da. My buddy.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Nelson.
Good morning, Mr. Thornberry.
Nobody.
Mr. Thornberry, would you mind? I'd like to read my paper in silence.
Friendship.
Thorny, please.
Sorry. That wasn't me.
I know.
Want me to throw a rock at him?
Thank you, no.
Or would it disturb you too much if I beat this rug a little bit?
No, go right ahead. Hey, that's not the rug you have in your living room, is it?
No, same kind. Beautiful piece of work, isn't it? I didn't think there was another one like it. I found it up in the attic the other day.
Oh.
I know you've been looking for one like this. I was going to give it to you. Before our late unpleasantness.
You know, Barney, it's silly for us not to be friends.
Sure it is, Oz, but that's the way it goes.
Barney, let's let bygones be bygones.
Okay with me, Oz.
Let's shake hands on it.
Okay. There.
We're friends now.
Friends.
Funny. You mentioned something about the rug you were going to give me.
You mean before the late unpleasantness?
Well, that's all forgotten now.
The scars are still there. Take this little beauty in the house and try to find a place for it in the service porch or somewhere.
Now, wait a minute, Barney. Now, I realize your feelings have been hurt, but just how much?
About $25 worth.
Well, you know my feelings have been hurt, too.
All right, you get a $2.50 credit for your feelings.
I was hurt at least $5 worth.
Okay. It's yours for $20 because you're my friend. But I hope the little old lady from Vermont who made this, wherever she is, never finds out that I sold our old family heirloom.
Harriet, come here quick.
You got the rug?
Yes, sir. Just look at it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I kind of hate myself for it, but I practically stole it from Thorny. $20.
Thorny didn't sell you the one in their living room, did he?
No, he found this one up in the attic. It's probably older than the other one, but look at the way it's held up. Look how bright the colors still are. And the way those old rags are braided together. Purple, green, those red, white, and blue candy stripes. My old necktie.
And here's the black one with the red rose on it and the chocolate ice cream spot. And here's one of Thorny's.
But that's impossible. This was made by a little old lady from Vermont, some relative of Thorny's.
Well, Catherine Thornberry's from Vermont.
She is?
She's a relative of Thorny's, by marriage.
But it's handmade.
Sure, by Catherine. There's a little gadget you can buy for braiding old stockings and rags and neckties into genuine antique rugs.
That Thorny has swindled me, $20. And the nerve of him calling his wife an old lady.
Oh, now, wait a minute. It's cheap at that price. This solves your whole necktie problem. When you get tired of wearing them, braid them and wipe your feet on them.
That.
Oh, now you two aren't going to fight again.
Of course not, Harry. You don't think I deliberately jip you out of $20, do you?
No, not if you could get $25.
Don't be too hasty, Oz. There are lots of ways to spend money, you know. Here, Oz, with my compliments, a beautiful necktie. Look at the label, huh?
Oh. Why, this is the most expensive shop in town. Gee, thanks, Thorny.
The way I feel, nothing's too good for a friend. Want to walk down to the cigar store with me?
Oh, sure. Oh, would you put this tie away carefully, Harriet?
All right, dear.
Hi, Mom. Hey, what are you doing with Will Farnberry's tie?
Will? Well, that's the one I gave him for his birthday.
Yeah, somebody sewed on a new label.
Boy, look, you like your father to go around the house whistling and happy, don't you?
Sure, Mom.
Let's say no more about this.